I'd like now to welcome Lasita Shalev. She is with the Network of Spiritual Progressives. And Adrian Romero is here with Warehouse 21. And also Ben Link is with us. And we're all here to talk about the Festival of Giving, which is happening this Sunday, the 22nd of June, at DeVargas Park right here in Santa Fe. Welcome to the Radio Cafe.
Thank you.
Thank you.
So what is the Festival of Giving? What's actually happening?
Hi. I'm actually going to read to you from one of our promotional materials. The festival will be invoking generosity as a core value of culture, honoring the many local generous organizations that serve the needs of our community. All are invited to share community offerings of free food and giveaways, ideas, art, poetry, dance, music and storytelling. We're going to have singer Maddie Sato. Have you heard of her? And she's going to perform with a taiko drummer called Kenichi Nishiyama. We're going to have an open microphone that will be available for performances related to generosity. And we're also inviting all Santa Fe's community performance artists to join us on the open mic. And Adrian and Ben will tell you about some of the other music and dancing and things that will be happening.
And by the way, this is from 3 to 7 on Sunday, the 22nd of June. Ben, are you one of the performers?
That's correct.
What kind of work are you doing?
I'll be playing with my band Cornerstone. It's a local reggae rock group, all comprised of young musicians from here in Santa Fe. And we'll be out there playing about a 30-minute set list.
And what about you, Adrian? Warehouse 21 is deeply involved in this.
We're helping just with the structural part, the administrative level, and we're supporting all the young artists that work with us in our community to help them build relationships with adults like this group, this wonderful group here, so that our goal at Warehouse 21 is to allow our young leaders to really excel in the arts and in community development.
Tell us, Lasita, more about the Network of Spiritual Progressives.
Okay. We're an interfaith group. And originally, Rabbi Lerner from Tikkun, and I wish I could remember his name.
Another person.
Goodness.
Doesn't matter.
Of course, it disappears. I know Cornel West was instrumental in Tikkun, but he joined with some very liberal Christians, too, who are into generosity and into serving the needs of the community. And it's a way to unite politics and spirituality to lead America in a new direction, so that we can truly honor the sacred in all life. And we can see that whatever the differences are in our practice, that we come from a spiritual base and we're politically progressive.
And so all of this is Sunday, and of course generosity and giving is part of that whole philosophy that you're talking
right,
about.
Right, like a new bottom line, a new paradigm, a new way of relating, like 98% of our society is into consumerism and competition and fighting each other and domination and that kind of thing. And we're talking about giving things away and not taking money and really honoring those people in our community who are already doing that kind of thing and helping the homeless or the prisoners or whatever.
And this is Sunday at the DeVargas Park, which is called the Skateboard Park. Is there actually, that's the place where people are skateboarding?
All the time.
Yeah. It's a great scene, yeah.
And the immigrant populations. Last year when we had this event, it was just beautiful just to see the generosity and how the immigrants felt welcomed and loved and accepted. And our youth, the speeches were amazing. It was inspirational. This is our second year, and I feel that each year as we build this, I really feel that we can conquer ideas of fear and scarcity in this community because we have all the resources we need. We just need to work together.
So, Lasita Shalev and Adrian Romero and Ben Link, the second annual Generosity Sunday Festival of Giving is on Sunday from 3 to 7. We look forward to seeing you all there.
Thank you very much.
We're going to take a little break right now. Please stay tuned. Once again, we're going to be talking to Curtis Elliott about the film Haircut.